The Late Show Pod is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your battery? Hopefully you're charged up enough to listen to this whole pod and its incredible ads. But what about your social battery? Mine is only so-so. I had enough energy to get through my morning commute, but coming to this recording booth takes a lot out of me. Talking to sound engineers can be draining. They're notoriously weird. What type of people do you find draining? And are they looking at you while you say this right now? No, not you, Jeremy. The other sound engineer, I don't know her name. Therapy can give you the tools to identify the people and places that drain your battery and help you build a social life that recharges you. Therapy can also help you set boundaries, like asking for greater privacy in your sound booth or telling the sound engineers to not look you directly in the eyes. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lateshow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lateshow.
Out there, down here, up there, to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Ladies and gentlemen, it's just a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Just a beautiful day here in New York City, the big city of dreams, the city that never sleeps, rested a little bit easier last night because yesterday the NYPD arrested subway shooter suspect Frank James after it got... Feels nice. You don't have to worry about your kids on the subway or anything. They arrested him after they got a tip on its Crime Stoppers hotline. You know the number, 800-588-2300, Crime Stop. That is not the number. Whoever made the call is a hero who stands up to receive up to a $50,000 reward, right? Unfortunately, it is unclear who alerted the police, because there were scores of calls and an array of people took credit for turning him in. Plus, to collect the award, you had to be the 19th caller and say the phrase that pays. Crime Stoppers is New York's number one crime-stopping hotline, stopping crimes from the 80s, 90s, and today, Baba Booey. One person... Wow. One person claiming to have dropped a dime on James is 21-year-old Zach Tahan, a security camera technician who was working in a store nearby when he saw James through one of the security cameras. You hear that, MTA? Cameras work so much better when they work. At all. 800-588. Now, Tahan is a Syrian immigrant who's observing Ramadan, and he became a social media sensation last night with his explanation of how he helped nab the suspect.
I say, you know what? We need to catch this guy. And I was working and I gashed him. God, thank God. People think I am crazy, like maybe think people I am in drug, but I'm not. I'm fasting.
Yeah. He's just fasting. Makes you a little, can make you a little loopy when you're fasting. And he had to make that clear that it was just because he was fasting, because, and this is true, he was standing in front of a sign that said, need cannabis delivered? After this week, yes. Several others have claimed responsibility, and to complicate the situation even further, law enforcement officials have now said that James himself may have called the tip line. That is going to be an awkward award ceremony. Mr. James, here is a key to the city, a check for $50,000, and a pair of handcuffs. Take the key away. Take the key away from him. So, New Yorkers, you can relax and return to the subway. It's just as safe and clean as you remember. Speaking of fighting the bad guys, the Ukrainian military announced that a Russian warship has been seriously damaged in the Black Sea after Ukrainian forces struck the ship with anti-ship Neptune missiles. I'm surprised they're called Neptune missiles, because Russia, Ukraine's kicking Uranus.
Part two?
Yeah.
Double teaming me? Over
there?
There you go. At first, Russia downplayed the damage to the vessel, but late this afternoon, the Kremlin's military spokesman released this statement.
You sank my battleship.
It's true. Today, Russian state media confirmed that the warship Moskva had sunk. Of course, since it's Russian state media, they had to spin it as a positive. Today, battleship Moskva begins new mission to denazify Bikini Bottom and finally get secret to Krabby Patty. Of course, I'm sure if I did the accent right. I have a really drifting Russian accent. It gets Italian very quickly. Of course, Russia claims the goal of their invasion was to prevent the eastward expansion of NATO, but the attempt to intimidate their neighbors seems to have backfired because now Sweden and Finland are making moves to join NATO. It could be. This is huge news. No one saw it. It could be the most shocking Nordic alliance since black licorice joined forces with salt. Is it candy or a dirty snow tire? Pick a lane. Yesterday, the Swedish and Finnish prime ministers held a joint press conference where Finnish Prime Minister Sanna Marin said Finland was ready to make a decision on joining NATO within weeks. Well, they have to. Their coupon is about to expire. Refer a friend, get 1 month of NATO free with promo code Suck It Putin. Over the weekend, yeah, hell yeah. Over the weekend, Prime Minister Marin explained, Russia is not the neighbor we thought it was. What neighbor did you think it was? Just listen to Russia's State Farm jingle.
Like a good neighbor, we bomb your house!
Now, this move is a little risky, as Russia has repeatedly warned Finland against joining NATO, threatening serious military and political consequences. Oh, damn. That's not what I meant when I wished this war would finish. Damn you, monkey paw! Damn you! Cursed. I wished not. Monkey paw. Sweden is expected to join NATO too, if only to keep the Russians from seizing their strategic reserve of Skarsgård. None of this has stopped Russian officials from issuing more threats. Take deputy chairman of Russia's Security Council and chef declaring, that's a spicy a turnip. Dmitry Medvedev. Medvedev, who used to be the Russian prime minister and the Russian president before doing whatever the hell his new no-show job is, wrote a post on Telegram in which he threatened Russia would build up nuclear forces in the Baltic Sea area if Sweden and Finland join NATO. One problem, according to the Lithuanian defense minister, Russia already has nuclear weapons in the Baltic region. Okay, you can't threaten to do the thing you're already doing. That's like sending a ransom note that says, send us $1 million or we will cut up your magazine. The whole world. Hi. Hi, hello.
Hey.
The whole world has turned against Russia, including the Republic of Netflix, which suspended service there last month. Now, Russian Netflix subscribers launched a class action lawsuit for loss of service. Then, after a few hours, a screen popped up saying, are you still suing? And you had to click yes. It's not just the viewers who are mad, because Netflix also halted the development and acquisition of all Russian-made TV shows and films. That is rough news for anyone. Sure, it's the right thing to do, but it's rough news for anyone excited about the new season of Bridgertato. Fun fact. The Viscount's sexy butt is potato. Spring is nice. It's nice. A little butter, a little sour cream. Couple of bacon bits, you got it, baby. Spring is here, the sun is out, the flowers are up, and there's a special something in the air. Unfortunately, that something is COVID, because cases have been going up on the East Coast. And two new Omicron subvariants are spreading quickly in New York. Now, scientists aren't sure just how they're spreading through Manhattan so fast, but they suspect they're using city bikes. These variants, keep in mind, these variants are not your grandpa's Omicron. They are sub-subvariants of the BA2 subvariant called BA.2.12 and BA.2.12.1. Come on, scientists! Can't you be more creative than letters and numbers? People would take these variants more seriously if you gave them cool names like Bidback Greg or No Good Gretchen. Sorry, I can't come to dinner. I'm laid up in bed with Big Bad Greg. Big Bad Greg, that's hard to say. The variants, that's okay. You're too kind. That's really too nice. The new variants are the most highly transmissible strains of COVID identified to date. How do these things keep getting more transmissible than the most transmissible virus of all time? This is like when we were told the most extreme Oreo was double stuff, but then it mutated to mega stuff, and now we're up to most stuff. Next, they're just gonna lower us headfirst into stuff. There's good news. That you can fight, that fights COVID. That's one of the treatments. Oh, this is something. There's news about Tesla billionaire and groom giving the worst possible I do, Elon Musk. A week ago, Musk became Twitter's largest shareholder after buying $2.89 billion worth of the company. Okay, did no one tell him you can read the tweets for free? And after his big investment, he spent the week sitting down with experts to plan a long-term business strategy, by which I mean he posted a bunch of trolly nonsense, like a meme of himself smoking weed with the caption, "Twitter's next board meeting is gonna be lit," and a poll suggesting they change the name to Titter. One of the greatest innovators of our time, folks. It's like when Thomas Edison debuted his marvelous incandescent light bulb. But that stock purchase wasn't enough for the Musk man, because last night, Musk offered to buy Twitter for $43 billion in cash. Oh, my God! He could do so much with that money. Address world hunger. Fix climate change. Get a decent haircut. In a statement, Musk said he decided his initial investment wasn't enough and now believes Twitter needs to be transformed as a private company and that his goal is to make Twitter the platform for free speech around the globe. Hey, you ding-a-ling. Twitter's already an international platform for free speech. You know how I know that? Because no one at Twitter can stop me from tweeting, "Suck it, Elon Musk," in every language. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up.
The Late Show Pod is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your battery? Hopefully you're charged up enough to listen to this whole pod and its incredible ads. But what about your social battery? Mine is only so-so. I had enough energy to get through my morning commute, but coming to this recording booth takes a lot out of me. Talking to sound engineers can be draining. They're notoriously weird. What type of people do you find draining? And are they looking at you while you say this right now? No, not you, Jeremy. The other sound engineer, I don't know her name. Therapy can give you the tools to identify the people and places that drain your battery and help you build a social life that recharges you. Therapy can also help you set boundaries, like asking for greater privacy in your sound booth or telling the sound engineers to not look you directly in the eyes. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lateshow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lateshow.
John, you know, I'm a lucky man. I'm a lucky man to do this show, obviously to share the stage with you and the band, and also to be able to share the stage with some of the guests that we have here tonight. Yes, all of right. The guests, really, yes. But sometimes some, like, you know, a little dream guest comes along for you, yes, somebody right. That you really love. Hugh Laurie is here tonight. He's one of my comedic heroes. He can do it all.
Yeah.
He can do it all. He's house.
Yeah.
He's house. Folks, if you watch this show, you know I spend most of my time right over there carefully sorting through the day's biggest stories and selecting only the most subtle and unblemished ostrich and crocodile news leather, which I then entrust to artisan graduates of the Ecole Gregoire Ferrandi, who carefully dye them in a palette of bright, zesty shades and adorn them with the finest, most topical inlay work using hand tools and double magnifying glasses, then assemble them according to now classic and elegant geometry using our signature saddle stitching and line it with beeswax-coated linen, and finally attach a mallet-hammered strap, pearled hardware, and clochette to create for you the one-of-a-kind haute couture Hermes Birkin bag that is my monologue. But sometimes, folks, Sometimes I wake up in the last car of an abandoned roller coaster at Coney Island where I'm hiding from the triads. I huff some engine lubricants out of a Safeway bag and stagger down the shore to tear the sail off a beach schooner. Then I rip the coaxial cable out of an RV, an elderly couple from Utah, Hank and Mabel, lovely folks, and use it to stitch the sail into a loose pouch-like rucksack. And I stow away in the back of a garbage truck to the junkyard where I pick through to the debris for only the broken toys that make me the saddest until I have loaded for you the Hobo Fugitive's bug out bindle of news that is my segment.
Meanwhile.
That's the only food I need. Meanwhile, The Late Show cannot at all exclusively reveal that Kim Kardashian says Pete Davidson tried to give her his number when they first connected at the Met Gala, but she couldn't use her phone because of her outfit. I've been there. It's tough to use a touch screen when you're cosplaying as a Dementor. Meanwhile, Lululemon wants your used workout clothes. It's the brainchild of Lululemon's new head of marketing, Creepy Rick. Meanwhile, thanks to a brand new law, Tennessee will make ivermectin available without a prescription. Okay, quick question. All those people who took ivermectin before had a prescription? From who? Yes, doctor, I have a heart condition. Worms, and I am a horse. I know I don't look like a horse. That's how sick I am. Ivermectin, of course, a popular COVID cure among people who don't care that it doesn't cure COVID. And only one Republican voted no to this bill, Senator Richard Briggs, a surgeon from Knoxville, who admitted he may have a pro-science bias. No. No. Uh-uh. No. Nuh-uh. Facts aren't bias. That's like saying, based on the flames and the screaming, I think you're on fire. Then again, I may have a seeing and smelling bias. But hey, do your own research. Meanwhile, sexy lingerie for men is here. Excuse me, sexy lingerie for men has been here. Turns out designers are thinking outside the boxers, and now lacy thongs and sheer undergarments designed for men's bodies are shaking up the traditional lingerie market. Okay, but don't shake it too hard, or something's gonna pop out of there.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My guest tonight is an actor, musician, and writer you know from House, The Night Manager, and Veep. He has just adapted an Agatha Christie novel, Why Didn't They Ask Evans, which he also directs and stars in. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Hugh Laurie. So nice to have you back.
It's so good to be back.
Welcome back to the States, because how long were you over in London?
Oh, well, it seems like, I've lost track of time. I have no idea how long I was
2020
there.
Was the last time you could easily get back over here.
Yeah, no.
Did you?
So it's been a couple years. Yeah.
Okay, so do you enjoy being back? I mean,
I love it. I absolutely love it. I had a very tough time getting back in.
The United States?
Yeah.
Why are we keeping Hugh Laurie out?
Time getting in here.
Why are we keeping you out?
Because I had neglected to observe that a green card expires. I didn't read it. I didn't read the small print, and it expires. And then I thought, I better get another one. And they said, yeah, it'll take about a week. And three to four months went by, and I started to panic. I started to panic about tonight. I thought, I'm not going to make it to see you.
Is this the first thing you're doing here in the States?
Just about.
Just about. That means it's not.
No. I mean, No. I mean, I did some things yesterday.
Okay.
Is that okay?
No, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing I can do about it now,
no,
so I guess I have to say that's fine. Because I'm the host, and you're the guest, and it would seem rude if I got upset.
And I'm just... I am just trampling over all your courtesies.
Not at all, not at all. Yeah. Did you have a good time on Fallon? He's a great guy. I love him. We're good friends. I just want to know. How about New York specifically? Do you like the Big Apple?
I do. I'm sorry. No.
No, that's okay.
That was very rude for me to hesitate. No, I tell you, what I mean is, I think New York, you would agree with this, I'm sure, that New York is more enjoyable if you see it with a New Yorker. If you come on your own, as I have done, mm-hmm. and you, it feels... It can be intimidating, you know.
Oh, very intimidating when I first came
here. And it feels to me like there 5 million people have been invited to a party that I have not been invited to. That's what it felt.
And they're all on their way to it.
They're on their way, and they're late. And somehow it's my fault that they're late.
Sure.
And they're just so furious with me.
And London's not like that at all. No one, like, gets furious you for walking in the middle of the sidewalk or anything.
I don't think it... No, it's not moving at the same pace as New York is.
Okay.
And the buildings aren't as big.
And that's it.
So it's not... So you don't feel as small in London.
Okay.
Relatively. To a five-story building, you know, that's the scale I'm used to.
I understand.
You come to an 80-story building and you feel just a little tiny person.
Right. Yeah.
That reveals some weird stuff about me. I know.
We'll get into that at the next session.
Okay.
I think we've made some really good progress today, and let's just follow that feeling the next time we're together. Okay?
Absolutely.
More with Hugh Laurie after this.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game. Headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
I want to talk about this new series that is available here in the States on BritBox. And
yes.
And I already have BritBox, already know BritBox because I'm married to a wild Anglophile. Evie absolutely loves you Brits. And and I'm fine with y'all, but she absolutely loves you guys.
Well,
and you've adapted, directed, and starred in a new miniseries called Why Didn't They Ask Evans? From the 1934 Agatha Christie novel. I've never read this novel.
Good.
I assume, what do you mean by that and why good?
No, I mean, it's good because the story will...
Be very fresh,
because
it's true to the story, it's true to the novel.
Yeah,
is this a long-time love of yours? Did you
read this as
a kid or something?
It sort of is a long-time love. The central device of the plot, and this is what Agatha Christie did better than any writer before or since, The mystery plot at the center of it, I still think is one of the most beautiful things ever. It makes me shiver, even now, remembering the first time I read it. I mean, when I was very, very young.
How old were you?
Well, you know, people always like to boast about how young they were, how precocious they were. I was 4.
You went to Cambridge. You went to Cambridge, right?
Late 4s.
Yeah.
And I absolutely loved it. This central mystery is so beautifully revealed, is so beautifully worked out. But I also fell in love with the character of Frankie Derwent, who's played by Lucy Boynton, who was my first sort of crush, really, as a young lad. I fell in love with a fictional character.
Wow. It's a great character and a wonderful actress playing her, too.
Oh, she's astounding.
And the show is just, I mean, I don't know how to give it proper adjectives. It's a great mystery. It's funny. It's charming. It's just an absolute delight. I've watched one episode. There are only 3.
Yeah.
I saved it because I want to watch the rest of it with Evie because, again, she's weak for you people. If I had a British accent, wouldn't that be lovely?
Really?
It would be like me having abs. That's how much That's how much she loves you people.
Yeah, axe and abs.
Yeah. Now, I have a clip here. It's a murder mystery. Would you ever know, explain what's happening in this clip? You're in this clip.
Am I?
Yes.
Yeah.
Director.
Excellent.
Yes.
Yes, this is where Lucy Boynton, her character, Frankie Derwin, has inveigled herself into the house.
She's done what?
Inveigled.
Inveigled.
We'll be working on that in lesson three. Yeah, she talked her way in to the household of the principal suspect. And this very sinister character, who is actually a psychiatrist, turns up, played by... Well, I was all they could get. So played by me. This is the character of Dr. James Nicholson, who immediately has suspicions about her, what she's doing there and why. He smells a rat, and that's this scene.
Jim, inveigle us.
Frankie, I'd like you to meet Moira Nicholson. And this is Dr. Nicholson.
How do you do? I've heard lots about you.
And I you.
Really? I doubt that.
And you'd be surprised. Your accident caused quite a stir in the village.
Well, you know, that's how I like my villages.
Perhaps because it was not an accident.
Very tense. Suspense and tension. We have to take a quick break, but when we come back, I will ask Hugh about 57 pieces of mail.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get down to brass tacks here. The reason I have you here, as much as I've enjoyed talking to you, the reason I have you here is because in Christmas of 2016, that year in 2016, you came onto one of our live election shows, and you were lovely, wonderful guests, and I was very grateful to you, so I gave you a present. And the next time you're on, I talk to you about that present, and we have a clip of here of me talking to you about it. Jim?
It's
I was so grateful that you came that night, because doing a live, one of these shows live, is totally different than doing one
I'm
of these
sure.
right now. There's
sure.
like, there's a much greater pressure.
Right, right.
And I noticed that afternoon you were driving around here on the stage, when you're here that afternoon, a little segue, a little nine-bot segue that I have. And
yes.
I was so grateful that I sent you one of these for Christmas that year.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you ever got it, because I never got a thank you note. And before you answer, I know you got it because I got the notice that it had been delivered. That's you, Hugh Laurie down here, Beverly Hills. And up here it says, yeah, good news, it's been delivered. So I got you a present this year a little early.
Right.
It's stationary. So, clearly, I am a jerk for calling you out on that when you were here.
Not at all.
No, clearly I am.
Not at all.
Clearly I am. But one of the favorite things that's ever happened in human history is that I gave you that actual stationary, and what no one knows is that next week and almost two or three times a week for the next 6 months, you sent me thank you notes. We counted, it's 57 thank you notes in all. They're not long. Some of them are just one, most of them are just one sentence. And I have them all right here. And they tell a little story. And I was hoping you would do us the favor of reading the thank you notes to us. And just the first, just Dear Stephen on the first one. And after that, you can just do the message of the note, if you don't mind. So, are you okay with this?
Yes.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this is a dramatic recitation by Hugh Laurie of the 57 thank you notes that I received. Maestro, action.
Dear Stephen, thank you for my segue. It's perfect for writing thank you on. Hugh. With a kiss, actually, I noticed. Yes. Thank you for my thank you cards. They are perfect for writing thank you on. Thank you for having me on The Late Show. Thank you for having The Late Show. Thank you for everything else. Thank you for reading these cards. Thanking the hell out of you. I hope this finds you well. You've been desperate now. I am well.
And now the cards change. We're out of the stationery I gave you, and we've moved on to new stationery.
Apart from a slight headache. It's gone now. Is this annoying yet? I hoped it wouldn't get annoying until the summer. Advice, should I get the blue or the green? I didn't hear back, so I got both. I don't like these cards as much because they're not from you. Thank you for that very funny bit. Thank you for this beautiful morning. I'm still thanking you. I know this stopped being funny a while back. But I thought if I keep going, it might get funny again. Have you thought of consulting a lawyer? I am thinking of you right now. I have a pain in my knee today. My accountant thinks these cards might be deductible. I told him I don't want to deduct my thanks. I mean, seriously, what's it all for? Oh, sure, you may say to build a better world, but really? I must have been losing my mind. If I suddenly stop writing, will you worry? Thank you. Let not the sword sleep in your hand. And thanks. My elbow hurts. Not from writing to you, but I've always wanted to go to Dayton. The doctor says it's tennis elbow. I said, better call it card writing elbow. He laughed. Why tennis, though? Why not bullfighter's elbow or stuntman's elbow? Gracias. I think I can hear a noise outside. Probably nothing. I'm starting to wonder about life, my life. Is Sean Hannity a happy man? How do you feel when people spell your name with a V? Annoyed, I bet. Although, it's a bit quicker, I suppose. Thank you for the moon and stars. What is going on? I'm going on vacation. Have you had enough of this yet? There it is again. Hold on, I think there's someone on the roof. There was, now he's in the house. Asking for valuables. I don't have any valuables. What should I tell him? Thank goodness I'm a card writer because I have duct tape on my mouth. He says I have to get in the van. I am chained to a bed frame. I now belong to the People's Revolutionary Front. I don't mean I agree with their views, but I am now their property. The food is okay, if monotonous. They're asking for $15 million. Kickstarter?
The greatest. Thank you. The greatest thank you of all time. Hugh Laurie.
This has been The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.